97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I have a friend that I mention every once in a while, John Lynch, who puts together a bunch of really cool musical events at breakroomconcerts.com. And John and I go back more than maybe 15 years now. We connected on a charity event, and then we just realized we had so much in common musically, and we're friends ever since. And he brings in these really unique artists every once in a while to St. Louis, and he thought of something very unique in connection with two of the artists. We're going to have them on the air here in a second. Liz Longley and an act called Barnaby Bright, which is a husband and wife team. And John kind of sets up what he did here in this particular situation with the Everly Brothers, and it's really kind of a cool backstory.
When I was growing up, my dad had five albums. His favorite by far was the Golden Hits of the Everly Brothers. And I fell asleep to that album hundreds and hundreds of times growing up. I actually despised it growing up. But 40 years later, here I am recording a tribute to my dad of Everly Brothers cover songs, but sung from two female voices. It was an idea I had during COVID when a lot of my musician friends weren't working. And so I contacted Liz Longley and Becky Bliss from Barnaby Bright and kind of floated the idea of doing this project. And they were both in, but at the time during COVID, they had already started recording Christmas albums. So fast forward a few years, and earlier this year in January at Soulhurst Studios right here in St. Louis, we got the two of them together along with Nathan, Becky's husband, who plays guitar, and we recorded a five-song EP of Everly Brothers songs, and they are outstanding.
And this was your first credit as executive producer of an album, John Lynch, right?
Well, I say executive producer, but I booked the studio and I took some pictures and shot a little video. I guess you can call me a producer, but I facilitated both of them getting into the studio.
I don't know. I'm thinking of big names here like Rick Rubin, Marshmello, John Lynch. I think they all go together. I really do.
Well, I guess we can add music producer to my resume, but I was a fly on the wall to watch three really amazing musicians do something that normally would take a week or longer. They operated so professionally, as well as Jason, the owner of Sawhorse. They picked a microphone setup that worked really, really good right out of the gate. So we did save a lot of time by not changing around the microphone setups. But when you hear the harmonies of these two women and the simple guitar from Nathan, it is just, it gives me goosebumps. It didn't transform me back to my childhood, but in many ways, it just is just a reinterpretation of these songs that I think is just so beautiful. It's timeless music.
And that you always...
Doesn't that sound good?
It's awesome.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about this show next week. And we have Becky Bliss and Nathan from Barnaby Bright on the phone line. I think from Appleton, Wisconsin this afternoon as they're on tour. How are you, Barnaby Bright? Good afternoon.
Woo! We are good.
So glad to be here.
The last time,
that music again, too.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so good. The last time I saw you guys, there was a little baby that was sleeping upstairs while you were performing. How is the new baby doing right now?
Oh man, she's not too new anymore. She's 21 months. She's amazing, a ball full of energy and sunshine and opinions. And her name is Everly, actually.
I know, I love that. Nathan, are you getting any sleep still?
Oh, never, never. Sleep is a thing of the past.
Well, let's talk about how this came together. I thought it was kind of cool to record John, so he had a little bit of an intro. And when he told me about this, I'm a huge fan of the Everly Brothers, and I think this is an incredible project. And for you to go into the studio and do it so quickly. So, Becky, tell me from your perspective why you were attracted to doing this.
Oh, my gosh. I've loved the Everly Brothers for as long as I can remember. My dad also grew up playing them for me. Their harmonies are so incredible, and Liz, besides my husband Nathan, is my favorite person on this earth to sing with. So the idea of going into the studio with her and recording some of these incredible songs and just getting to sing together. I thought it was going to take a couple days as well, but we just knocked it out so fast and had so much fun.
So what made it so efficient, Nathan?
Well, I think the songs are great. The singers are world class, and I grew up with these songs. And the goal was just to keep it simple, stay out of the way, and let the vocals tell the story. And with artists like this, man, it just kind of happened. It happened fast.
Well, in you know, I don't know. You can't manufacture harmonies like that. I mean, I played a little bit earlier, and you can hear some of this now. You guys, now, you guys are friends with Liz, but have you ever done any recording like this before with any other music?
You mean cover songs or with other artists?
No, with her in particular on cover songs.
Oh, we have, yeah. I mean, we haven't gone into the studio in this capacity by any means, but she sang on something in the studio for us once, and we've done online shows together, but this is a whole different animal.
Yeah, she's on our Christmas record that was done during COVID, and we flew files back and forth and did it that way. So much more fun to be in a studio with a great engineer.
In the same room.
Yeah, well, I think I had known about the Christmas music. I think I forgot about that. Well, look, you guys are very familiar with what John does at the Break Room concerts. I'm always trying to incentivize people to come up because it's a very unique setting. And, you know, even though it's at Forest Hills Country Club, people might hear Country Club. It feels very intimate inside. You get a chance to say hi to the artists. There's some refreshments beforehand. This is all for charity, by the way. So it will be next Thursday night, Forest Hills Country Club in Chesterfield. Happy hour from 7 to 8. The show begins at 8, and you guys will play for, I think, a little bit more than an hour. Now, will you both be playing some of your own music as well, Liz and Barnaby Bright, or just the Everly Brothers
stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea is Liz will play a set, and then we'll play some Everly Brothers songs, and then we'll play a set of our own music. We'll probably do another one or two at the end of our set as well. And we'll have our third band member, our trio member, Carmen, who plays fiddle and sings three-part harmonies, and it's fantastic.
Yeah,
as well.
She's fantastic. Well, Nathan, maybe just a little picture for Barnaby Bright and what you guys do on the road and what you've been doing for a long time.
Give a little picture.
Yeah, just tell people about Barnaby Bright. We've been talking about the Everly Brothers because your act out of Kansas City has been very successful.
Oh, yeah. Well, we started in Brooklyn a little bit ago and released a couple records there. And then we moved to Nashville, and then family kind of called us back home to Kansas City, where we continue to write and record and are based out of Kansas City for touring now. And they're just living the dream, man. And now we have a little girl. She's the newest member of the band. And
we're working on a new record, too. And our Christmas record was the New York Times picked it as one of the top 20 of the year, which was really cool. And a couple of songs are featured on a Netflix TV show. And we kind of took a big break on touring during COVID because it was just a rough spell. But, man, we are back at it and just so happy to be back on the road.
Well, when I saw you last time, you guys addressed this. You probably do it even when you perform today in Appleton, because as fun as it was to get some music via Zoom or, you know, whatever the situation might have been streaming a couple of years ago, it's just not the same, is it?
Oh, you can't hold a candle to a live audience. Just the energy in the room, it's nothing like it.
Yeah, and the technology, and you probably know this, to get, you know, video and sound together in a good way across the wires of the internet, it takes some gear, it takes some technology, and can be frustrating.
It's annoying.
So the show is next Thursday. Will this be released, the music that you guys recorded, is it going to be released in some fashion? Has it been released yet? What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that'll be next year. So we have a bunch of new music coming out this year. So does Liz. So we didn't want to muddy the waters and not really have a moment for this Everly Brothers tribute. So we'll do that next year.
Well, this will be a great preview for that, certainly. Becky Bliss,
yeah.
Nathan, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you all with Liz on Thursday night, and hopefully a bunch of people here from my audience. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.